Utah opens camp tomorrow up on the hill. And when they do, maybe, maybe not Darren Carrington. He's got to get all the paperwork done now. Kyle Whittingham told us a few hurdles to clear still, but he expects him to hopefully be on the field tomorrow, if not maybe in the next couple of days. One of his former teammates now joins us. We're now on to the Oregon portion as we head down the home stretch of Pac-12 Media Days. We're going to talk to Willie Taggart coming up, Justin Herbert. But right now, linebacker Troy Dye joining us here from Media Days with Bill Riley and Kyle Gunther. Troy, how are things?
Doing great. Doing great. Enjoying the time out here. Just having fun.
When's camp start for you?
Starts Monday. Yeah, I got the report Saturday, and we're starting on Monday getting it rolling.
So I was talking to you beforehand. Let's just talk about it real quick. One of your former teammates who made a pretty big catch in that win a year ago is now joining Utah, left the Oregon program, joining Utah now. So tell Utah fans, what kind of football player are they getting in Darren Carrington?
They're getting a real competitor. I mean, the guy really loves to compete. He's going to go out there every day and work as hard as he can. He's never going to leave an ounce of sweat off the field. I mean, he's really going to go out there and compete. As you can tell at the end of that last year's Utah game, he's going to fight to the end. And you're going to get a guy that's going to go out there and he's going to high point the ball. He's going to run great routes. He's going to be physical. He's going to do everything he can to help the team get a victory.
Is he a number one Pac-12 wide receiver?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's definitely at the top of the Pac-12 receiver list, in my opinion. I mean, there's a bunch of guys up there, but he is one of the top ones up there.
How shocking was it when it was announced that Darren Carrington was booted from the team?
I mean, it was pretty shocking. I mean, just to see one of the leaders being gone was a big blow to the team. But we have to trust Coach Taggart and the decisions he makes, and we can't challenge those. We just got to keep moving forward, and we wish the best, but nothing to Darren because he was a Duck, so he's always going to be a Duck in our eyes, no matter what. But we wish him nothing but the best. But, you know, when he comes down to Autzen, we look forward to having a good game against him and hopefully get a W.
Be honest, now that we're a year removed, he didn't get a foot down last year, did he?
Nah, he did. He did. Whether it was his foot or his shoelace, it counted. So I take the 7 points. It works for us.
It was a good win for you guys last year.
Well, you guys haven't lost to Oregon State in a number of years. Last year, obviously, was a tough one for you. What kind of an impact did that have, losing the Civil War?
I mean, it had a tremendous impact on the team. I mean, just to lose that 8-year streak that we had, I mean, and we lost a 12-year streak to UW several weeks before that. So just to come out of that heartbreak loss, we were up by 10 and lose by 10. So, I mean, just to see that, it's been fresh on our minds. It really has throughout the past couple months in workouts. It's always been on our minds. It's been on the screens in the weight room. Just to see that and just remind you that that's what we're pushing for, is to win that Civil War.
How big of an adjustment now has it been for you for this new scheme on defense?
It was challenging at first when I first went from the outside to the inside spot. But Coach Levitt has done a great job in helping me and just teaching me the little ins and outs of the games and just showing me film and who to watch, like Patrick Willis, Navarro Bowman, guys like that he coached at the 49ers, and really helped me better my game and just better understand the formations and stuff like that.
What's different? I mean, it's completely new staff. Is it a departure from what you guys have been doing from the team you were in, the system you were recruited into, both offensively and defensively? How much has Willie Taggart changed things up in Eugene?
It's a whole new look. I mean, it's a whole new look. It's a new face on the program. I mean, Coach Taggart's brought in everything he wants to talk about, all the offensive plays he wants to run. He brought in a new defensive coordinator, new defensive scheme. So we're all looking forward to a big year. And Coach Taggart brought a new energy to the building, and we're looking forward to getting out there playing for him.
What part of the transition to D1 football was the biggest challenge to you? Obviously, you started a ton, made freshman All-American. What was the hardest part about that transition, though, from high school to college?
Just the speed of the game. Just see how everybody was that dude at their high school. Everybody was the number one recruit out of their high school. So just to see the speed of the game and just to respect every opponent, because you're going to get the best out of them because they all have great talent. I mean, the Pac-12 is loaded with talent, whether people from other conferences say it is or not. I mean, I think the Pac-12 is the best conference in the nation because top to bottom we have the most talent. And you can see that week in and week out. There's always a competition. You always have a big dog falling, like SC won the UW and beat them last year, and no one expected that. I mean, but you get like the SECs. I mean, it's always the same teams being dominant over and over. And here it's always varies because there's always new talent, new guys always working, like Utah. You got guys like Colorado. Everybody's just coming in, and everybody's just coming to fruition and just really working.
What sold you on? I'm always curious why guys choose to go where they go. when you're being recruited at a high school, I'm going to assume you start as a freshman, you're freshman All-American, you had some offers. So why was Oregon the place for you, Troy?
I just felt most at home. I mean, Coach Pelham came down to my house, and he really sold me on the school and on the dream. And I really bought into that, and I'm thankful for that because he gave me an opportunity that most coaches didn't, because people said I was a slow safety, so they didn't really give me a shot. So I mean, he really came down and he told me that they had a spot for me up in Eugene. And when I went up to visit, I mean, the facilities are second to none. I mean, it's a beautiful surrounding area. I just love the area. I mean, I love the trees, love the nature part of life. So I mean, that was one of the big factors that sold me.
Does the rain ever bother you?
It did a little bit at first, because I mean, I enrolled early, so like the first winter I was there, it rained for 2 weeks straight, and I definitely wasn't used to that. Being from Southern California, you get a week of rain out of the whole year, and let alone 2 weeks
people
straight.
People freak out when it rains.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They lose their minds. So when I was up there, it was 2 weeks straight, no sun. I was like, wow, this is really what I got myself into. But I mean, after a while, I called my mom. She told me just to relax and just enjoy the time. And that's what I've been doing. I just look at the positives in life and just enjoy the time, because you never know when that last day is going to be, and just enjoy the moment.
You guys are one of those mystery teams for me this year. I know there's talent in the program, but when there's a coaching change and a complete coach, I mean, Coach Taggart's a departure from what you guys had before, I'm not quite sure what to make. As you go into camp, Troy Dye, linebacker, starter, what's the biggest question you've got about your team as you head into the season?
Just to see how we're going to fight. I mean, that's all it is. Like you said, we have talent. We have everything. So it just depends on how great we come together and mesh together, and how hard we fight during the games. And when times get tough, do we tuck our tails between our legs, or do we stand up and be big boys and play with the big dogs?
You been to Papa's Soul Food?
Yeah, it's great.
In that, that's my spot when I come to Eugene for football or basketball. I always hit Papa's. That place is good.
It's some great food. I don't want to speak much on it because I don't want to violate anything, any rules. I can't hype up a place like that. But
you're on in Salt Lake City. Yeah. You're not on in Eugene.
Perfect. No, it's a tremendous place. I mean, I love it. I mean, it's some great food out there. I really do enjoy it.
Well, we'll be up in Eugene later this year.
Mm-hmm. And the fans are going to be tailgating pretty early there. I don't know if fans in Salt Lake City can keep up. Those Duck fans start tailgating and drinking at about 6 a.m.
I've seen some of them start the night before the game. Like, I go home.
That's SEC style.
I go home, get my stuff. I'll come back to the facility, get on the bus, go to the hotel, and they already got RVs parked out in the parking lot. People are already out there. Yeah, everybody already doing the thing. And I'm just like, wow. Like, that caught me off surprise that first week. I was like, wow, they really love it.
What do we need to know about Justin Herbert?
He's a quiet dude. So
is he?
If you can get him to talk.
So he's like opposite of
you. Yeah, no. He's starting to come out of his shell a little bit more. But
you need to work with him.
I'm trying to get him to talk a little bit more. I'm trying to take him to, you know, just get him out more around people and just get him more comfortable around the team. And I think he really has done that. He's become more comfortable as a leader and starting to lead the team the right way and the correct way. And I think that by doing that, he's starting to speak a little bit more and to show everybody that he belongs.
I don't think Carrington was in last year. I don't think he was in. Now that he's a Ute, I'm going to ask him the question when he gets on the practice field, but I'm still not convinced he got that foot down.
I think he might still say that he was in just to say that he had that great catch to beat Utah, but I feel like he was in. It was a close call, though. If there was no instant replay, we don't know how it would have turned out.
Any new wacky uniform combinations this year?
Actually, we've seen some of them, but nothing too wacky, nothing too crazy. I mean, just super basic. I mean, just
I love the orange socks with the orange shoes look. So you guys actually look like a real duck.
Yeah. There's nothing like that this year. I think that was a one of a kind.
But the grays.
Yeah.
Grays. Are you guys doing that again? Those are cool.
I don't know. I think we might. I'm not sure. I have to look and talk to the equipment manager, Kenny Farr. I mean, they really do a great job of keeping us laced up in some good equipment. So
back in the day at Utah, you had the same helmet to practice in and same helmet to play a game in, and you basically practice in your game jersey. And the players used to look over at Oregon and be like, man, there's three helmets in 3 weeks. We can't even get our helmets cleaned up after practice, you know.
Wow,
so
yeah.
you know you guys were ahead of the curve there, but I would imagine now it's become somewhat of a staple. Like, recruits must want to come in and first thing see those uniforms.
No, I mean, people come in, they love to see the facilities. I mean, the uniform. Coach Taggart's done a great job of selling people on Eugene itself and the city. I mean, because at the end of the day, the uniform doesn't really matter. You only wear that, couple months out of the year. You got to really enjoy the city to live there year-round. So I think he's done a great job recruiting guys that really want to be on the team for being on the team, not just the uniforms, and be the guys that are there just to look the part. They want to actually be the part.
Thanks, Troy.
Yes, sir.
Good
Thank
to see you,
so
man.
Much.
We'll see you in November.
Thank you, sir.
We'll do.
All right, there he is. Troy Dye, linebacker. Good talker, too.